Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Congressman Seth Moulton may not be an official presidential candidate just yet, but he is still playing the part. Moulton will spend much of next week's congressional recess in key presidential primary states, starting in New Hampshire tomorrow and then moving on to South Carolina and Iowa. He says his goal is to introduce Democratic activists, operatives, and voters to the real Seth Moulton, and not just the one they've read about. WBUR's Kimberly Atkins reports from Washington.
Well, I hope they get to know me as a person, as an individual, not just as a politician.
That was Moulton this week, sitting in the sleek glass-enclosed co-working space he uses for his campaign offices near Washington, D.C.'s Eastern Market. It's just a short walk from the Capitol. He runs back and forth between the two spaces, juggling House votes and hearings, with his efforts to, as he puts it, take a serious look at making a bid for the White House. So far, he's focused almost entirely on national security and his efforts to help recruit and elect a new generation of veterans to public office as he readies his pitch to early presidential primary voters.
And I hope that they come to see me as someone who doesn't just talk about a new generation of leadership, but actually goes out and fights for it.
But Democrats in the early voting states and in Massachusetts say that while national security is important, Moulton will have to do much more to resonate in these states where discerning Democrats don't give their support lightly. He'll have to show not only that he understands the Democratic base enough to win the primary, but also prove that he is a Trump slayer.
It's a bit of a catch-22 situation because you can make the argument that if Seth Moulton were up for president, he would be a stronger general election candidate than some of the more progressive candidates are. It's just harder to get through a primary if you're appealing more to the center of the electorate.
That's Democratic strategist Scott Fersen, who has worked on Moulton's congressional campaigns. In these crucial early states, Democrats say ousting Trump is job one. William Sheehan is a DNC committee member in New Hampshire who chaired the state primary bids for candidates including Al Gore and John Kerry. Right now he's neutral, but he adds that there's plenty of room for Moulton in the crowded field as New Hampshire voters decide who is best to take on the president.
They want the winner. They're not particularly stuck on particular issues. They want the winner, and the one is going to win big.
Sheehan says he thinks it's smart of Moulton to focus on young people and veterans as he tours the early states.
Once a veteran gives you his word, it's fun. It's gold. He's sticking with you. He didn't care what the odds are. He doesn't care what the polls say.
But others say it will be much tougher, particularly in a state like South Carolina.
This state is very different from the other early states because it's the first state where there's a significant African-American population.
That's Jamie Harrison, associate chair of the Democratic National Committee and former state party chair.
African-Americans will probably make up about 60% of the electorate for our primary in next February. And so you're going to have to address some of the issues that are pertinent in their communities.
Those issues are here on the home front, jobs, education, and health care. Harrison hasn't talked to Moulton yet, but said he's willing to give him and all candidates sound advice before they come to the state.
What my advice to Congressman Moulton will be, make sure that you're addressing those specific issues. You can't take a sort of a cookie cutter approach to running for president, particularly in these early states. You're going to have to address the specifics that these folks want to hear.
Moulton says he doesn't see the fact that he's a white man in a diverse primary field as a disadvantage. He said his time in the military, where he was deployed to Iraq 4 times, taught him how to be a uniter he says his party needs.
You know, probably the toughest challenge of my life was leading a very diverse platoon in the midst of the most adverse conditions imaginable and trying to get Americans from all different parts of the country with different religious beliefs, different political beliefs, people who had grown up in abject poverty and people who had grown up in very wealthy families to all come together and get united behind a single mission. And I think that's exactly what we need out of our next president.
Some Democrats on Capitol Hill have privately expressed puzzlement at Moulton's presidential flirtation. Others have met the news of his nascent White House bid with eye rolls. Some have suggested that it might be a way for the third-term House lawmaker to change the subject from his recent public fight with Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Moulton helped lead the charge of an intra-party insurgency seeking to keep the gavel out of Pelosi's hands after Democrats took back the House in November's midterm elections. But without a clear challenger, and through Pelosi's own ability to pick off the support of several of the Democratic rebels, the effort failed. Moulton dismissed the notion that that loss would weigh against him on the presidential campaign trail. Only Washington insiders, journalists, and pundits care about that sort of thing, he said. And, he said, his colleagues have expressed support.
A number of colleagues have been very encouraging and have quietly said to me that they hope that I do this because they believe I can win, that they believe I can beat Donald Trump. But ultimately, I'm not going to listen to the people in Washington. I'm going to listen to the American people.
Moulton said he's learned from experience that it's the voters who matter most.
When I ran in 2014, the entire Massachusetts political establishment was against me. All the Democratic establishment lined up and said, you shouldn't run. In fact, what they told me is not only would I lose this race, I was running against an incumbent, but I would never be a part of Massachusetts politics again because I dared to challenge the establishment. And fundamentally what they were saying to me was, Seth, do not participate in the democracy you risk your life to defend. And that's wrong.
Saturday, Moulton will take his case to voters in Concord and Somersworth, New Hampshire. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kimberly Atkins in Washington.